There's one more cause of potential conflicts of interest that we need to discuss, and that's gifts. You see, if someone buys you a gift in your role as a WIC employee, you may feel obligated to return the favor by providing this person with preferential treatment. To avoid these situations, the Arizona WIC Program and Policy Manual specifically states, WIC employees shall not directly or indirectly ask for, give, receive, or agree to receive any compensation, gift, reward, or gratuity for performing, omitting, or deferring the performance of any job-related duties. For example, you cannot accept gifts from participants, ask WIC vendors to donate items or cater events, or request that vendors provide you or specific participants with preferential treatment or gifts. The best practice would be not to accept gifts from anyone, especially if you believe that it may have an impact on your ability to impartially provide WIC services. However, some local agencies allow WIC employees to accept items of nominal value. For example, it may be acceptable for each employee to accept a pencil from a smoking cessation organization provided during a training by the organization. Each local agency has their own policies regarding acceptable dollar amounts for gifts. So please check with your supervisor to find out specific policies if a participant, vendor, or other agency associate ever offers you a gift.